Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to pull out the key nuggets of knowledge so you can get genuinely well-informed fast. Today we're diving into, well, a massive shift. The global energy system. It's really seeing its biggest transformation, probably since the industrial age. You know, a huge technology-driven move towards renewable energy.
Exactly. And our mission today really is to cut through all the recent reports, the research. We want to find the real opportunities, the urgent challenges too, and maybe most importantly, what this whole critical period means for you.
Okay.
And a key insight to kick us off, global clean energy investment. It's now almost double what's being spent on a new fossil fuel supply.
Double. Wow.
Yeah. And listen to this prediction. It's pretty astonishing. Global demand for coal, oil, and natural gas is actually forecast to peak before 2030.
Before 2030. That timeline feels incredibly close.
Yeah.
So the speed, the velocity we're seeing, how would you describe it?
Unprecedented is probably the right word. I mean, just in 2023, a record 560 gigawatts of new clean energy capacity was added globally.
560 gigawatts? That's hard to picture.
Think of it like building maybe over 50 large nuclear power plants.
Yeah.
In 1 year. And then by 2024, total global renewable capacity, it jumped to over 4,400 gigawatts. That's a growth of 15.1%. Record growth. And this isn't just about adding capacity. It's driven by a fundamental shift in where the money's going, global capital.
Right. So it's the investment flow changing too.
Precisely. Clean energy investment is getting close to $2 trillion a year now. And the IEA, they found that renewables, particularly solar, are basically the cheapest option for new power pretty much everywhere. That's not just a cost thing. It's a huge market signal.
Okay. So incredible speed, money shifting.
Yeah.
But you mentioned challenges. Are we actually moving fast enough? Like for climate goals?
That's the crucial question. And honestly, despite these record numbers, we're still critically off track for that 1.5 degree Celsius goal. The trajectory we're on now looks more like 2.4 degrees. To hit the COP28 goal, you know, tripling renewables by 2030, we need about 16.6% growth each year. We hit 15.1% in 2024. So close, but not quite there.
That's sobering. So if fossil fuel demand is peaking soon, why are we still seeing this massive overinvestment in new fossil fuel projects? It seems like a contradiction.
It really is a paradox. All that investment, it could actually push prices down, maybe make it harder for renewables to compete, or worse, lock us into using fossil fuels for decades longer. You know, fossil fuel lock-in.
Okay, let's shift to the global picture. Different countries, very different approaches, right? What stands out?
Oh, absolutely. China is, well, it's the engine, no question. They added 60% of all new global renewable capacity in 2023. Get this. They beat their own 2030 targets for wind and solar 6 years early.
6 years early. Wow. What about Europe?
The EU is very policy focused. Think Green Deal, Repower EU. They have a binding target, 42.5% renewables by 2030. And they're doing something interesting with energy communities, letting citizens actually own and benefit from local projects.
And here in the U.S., we hear about a clean energy boom from the Inflation Reduction Act. What's the reality?
Huge potential, definitely driven by the IRA. But there's significant political uncertainty. Like, if the IRA were repealed, estimates suggest we could lose 360 gigawatts of expected renewables by 2035. It's a big if.
Okay.
And meanwhile, look at India. It's really emerging as a renewable superpower. They're set to hit their 50% non-fossil capacity target 5 years early. A lot of that is driven by massive private projects like the Kavda Park. That's a 30 gigawatt project.
Huge. And then you have others lagging.
Yeah. Japan and South Korea, for instance, seem to have some policy inertia, often leaning more on nuclear, and Russia, largely disengaged from this green shift, still very focused on fossil fuel exports.
So beyond policy, what are the biggest hurdles holding things back globally?
I'd say the biggest single thing is the cost of money, the cost of capital, especially in the global south. In Africa, for example, the average cost to borrow for these projects, the WACC, it can be like 15.6%. Compare that to 2.5% in developed areas. It makes projects incredibly expensive.
Like running with weights on, as you said.
Exactly. And then you add on these enormous fossil fuel subsidies, a record $7 trillion globally in 2022, according to estimates. That just tilts the field even more.
But despite the hurdles, the opportunities are massive,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, enormous. The global clean energy market, projected to be worth at least $23 trillion by 2030. And jobs. Clean energy tends to create more jobs per dollar invested. Some studies say three times as many as fossil fuels.
Hmm.
Plus, think about energy independence. For the roughly 80% of people living in countries that import fossil fuels, this transition is a huge opportunity.
So wrapping this up, it really feels like the transition isn't a question of if anymore. It's about how fast and how fairly we do it these next few years. Really a decisive decade.
Absolutely. The destination, you know, a clean energy system, it's coming into view. But the journey, how fast we get there, how equitably, that's not guaranteed at all. So now that you, listening, understand the stakes that different paths nations are taking, maybe the question is, how will you play a part in navigating this turbulence and speeding up this crucial transition?